Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:14. Good morning. Did you know tomorrow was Groundhog Day? Nobody seems to be paying attention to it this year, which I don't think you should anyway, because I think the whole thing is dumb.
Oh, actually, Kyle and I talked about yesterday about driving out.
To Punxsutawney?
I've never gone. I kind of want to.
The only reason why I'd want to go there is because Jen Carfagno of the Weather Channel goes every year.
Oh, jeez.
And I just want to, like, give her big hugs because I got, like, man feelings for her.
Stop it.
But other than that, because I'm not an autograph seeker, so it's not like I'd say, Jen, could I just want
hugs. A super inappropriate, awkward hug.
A big squeeze, because every year she wears that groundhog hat that looks like a...
Oh, my gosh.
And she's just so darn cute.
I just want an excuse to wear a top hat.
Oh, you want to be,
like,
up on stage with
the
top hat?
I want to be like wearing a tux and a top hat.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
And I'm not going to lie. All of those guys are blasted. Like, they drink starting it. Yeah. So.
Well, it's funny too, because Kyle was like, oh, we'd have to go out on Saturday. I go, no, we'd have to leave today.
There you go.
I go, you'd have to leave today. And then I said, the party is like all night long. Yeah. And then when the sun comes up, they get the little guy out of his hole.
Pull this rodent out of a cage that's shaped like a tree stump, so you're supposed to think he's in the wild. That's the best-looking groundhog you'll ever see.
He is
beloved. He's better groomed than most people's dogs.
He's beloved. He's like, his coat is all silky and shiny.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
the whole thing
up.
Is just a load of crap, but at the same time, it's fun.
It is fun.
So what's wrong with... Like, why do people like diss that as totally ridiculous, but they'll go to Times Square on New Year's Eve and watch a lit up glass ball drop? I mean, that's a little silly too. So you know, the whole thing's dumb, but let's do it. We should broadcast live from Punxsutawney some year.
I would love to. I love kitschy stuff like this. I really do.
So we will not be on the air tomorrow morning because there's no Tom and Laura on the weekend, but... If Groundhog Day was today, wouldn't it be funny if one of us went out there and broadcasted live and one of us stayed back here in the studio? And
it would be awesome. It would be awesome. I'm wondering, though, what he's going to see. Now, is it supposed to be cloudy or sunny tomorrow in Punxsutawney?
Well, I can't really make the call for Punxsutawney, but it's going to be partly sunny here for the Ice Festival in the heart of Lewisburg.
Okay.
And I don't know. We'll keep our eye. We'll let you know on Monday. And it's all just a joke anyway. Has it ever really come true? If he says spring is coming, does it ever really come? If he says winter is staying, is it really staying? It's just for fun, I think.
I knew it.
What you got on the screen there?
I was looking to see, because the campus theater, when Groundhog Day comes around, especially.
They show Groundhog Day?
Yes, and they are. I wanted to double check and see on their schedule.
All right, so we'll go to the Ice Festival.
So we'll go to the Ice Festival, and if we can't be in Punxsutawney, at least we can watch Groundhog Day at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg.
Done.
What does your morning sound like?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV. I swear Seth was talking about Laura.
A woman running a marathon in Thailand reportedly found a lost puppy during the race and continued to carry the dog while running the remaining 19 miles. It sounds nice until you realize she just carried the puppy 19 miles further away from home.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura found the video of the woman running 19 miles holding a puppy.
Oh my gosh, it's
and
the
cutest
thing ever.
And now she wants one. How many dogs could one house possibly hold? How many pets can you possibly have in Elysburg before they throw you out of town?
No one would throw me out of town.
I basically asked the same question.
Here's the thing. I have a rule about dogs.
What's that?
And no
really?
More than two ever. It's kind of like kids, and here's why.
It's kind of like kids?
Yeah, you only have two hands, and you don't want them to outnumber you.
Okay.
Well, my aunt and uncle definitely missed that rule.
So did I.
When it comes to dogs,
okay,
and you're walking them on a leash, you don't want more than you have hands.
Okay, that's
fair.
I understand that, but...
And then same thing, like running after toddlers.
But I had three children.
You don't want more than you have hands.
But I had three. Which one has to go?
I guess that's up to your discretion.
Well, they're grown now.
Choices, Tom. Okay. All right. Here's
a bigger question. Why hasn't she... Because I know you've done plenty of marathons and half marathons before. Why weren't you carrying a dog at that time?
I was never lucky enough to find one. But if I did, I would... probably pick it up and carry it.
I know you would.
And okay, so Seth was making fun on our late night soundbite that, right, you know, she like stole a puppy. I read the article and basically it was in a very remote section of the marathon course.
Right, so that dog didn't belong there.
No, there were no homes around, no stores, no nothing, and people were just like jumping over it because he was curled in the middle of the road.
Aww.
And he was only a few weeks old. So clearly something happened.
So what did she do with the dog when she crossed the finish line?
She actually ended up keeping it, adopted it, and she named it after the marathon.
See, that's a cool story.
So it's a very cool Bankeyu, which is a Thai wolf dog. They kind of look like a different kind of husky.
A wolf dog?
A wolf dog? A Thai wolf dog?
I've never heard of this.
Does everybody need a wolf dog in their house?
I think so.
Honey, who ate the sofa? Well, it's the wolf dog.
It's the wolf dog. She named him after the marathon, which is the Chom Buang Marathon that takes place in Western Thailand.
So she named her dog Chom Buang?
I don't know how to say it in Thai. I'm butchering the pronunciation.
If anyone, Chong?
Chom. Chombuening.
Oh. Everybody Wang Chum tonight.
Oh, Lord. If anyone speaks Thai who's listening, maybe they could call it and help us pronounce it.
Listen up, you guys at the fire company right now eating breakfast. Anybody speak Thai? Calls toll free.
That's no, I can say I never heard that kind of a dog before.
Me either. Wolf dog?
Yeah, the name of the breed.
Even with that name, too.
Is a Bankyu.
Bankyu, that sounds nasty.
Or Thai wolf dog. No, he's adorable. He's
it just sounds like something that if somebody said that to you in an airport, you say, hey, what'd I do to you? Bankyu!
No, stop.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's the Super Days of Savings from now till the big game.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Maroon 5 getting you ready for Super Bowl halftime, which has become quite the dramatic thing.
I didn't realize all of the controversy. I know that people were kind of like, Maroon 5, but I didn't realize that it stemmed from
a lot of artists saying no because of the Colin Kaepernick kneel during the national anthem thing.
I didn't realize. That's like three years ago now?
So now Maroon 5 is being criticized by members of the industry for performing. And here's what Adam had to say.
When you look back on every single Super Bowl halftime show, people just can't. It's this like insatiable urge to hate a little bit. I'm not in the right profession if I can't handle a little bit of controversy. It's what it is. We expected it. We'd like to move on from it. And like I said earlier, speak through the music. When I silenced all the noise, listened to myself, and made my decision based upon how I felt about it all. No one thought about it more than I did. No one put more thought and love into this than I did.
See, now, I didn't think it was a big deal. Do you perform yes or no? Rihanna said no.
Cardi B said no. I guess.
I wonder how many people said no before Adam Levine and Maroon 5 said yes.
I'd be curious to know how deep that list is. I guess Roger Waters, who is the bassist for Pink Floyd, actually penned an open letter to the band that was published yesterday.
Saying they have to do something now on stage.
Saying that they need to use the platform to make a statement of some kind.
And I love Pink Floyd, don't get me wrong, but who's Roger Waters to tell Maroon 5 what to do?
Were they on the list? Like, were they asked and they said no? I don't know.
I don't know either. That would be interesting.
I didn't really think that this was that big of an issue, but Maroon 5 canceled their pre-Super Bowl press conference.
Because they thought there would be all this
and they
yelling
just
and screaming.
Don't want to deal with all of the drama.
They just want to perform.
And that's what the Rolling Stone article says, that Adam Levine went on record and he was like, hey, we canceled the press conference. This is our choice. We want to focus on giving the best halftime show that we can for this particular season.
Now, let's hope the fans agree there. Let's hope the fans listen to the music and enjoy the show, and they don't start booing because they're there.
I know. I say take a page out of Lady Gaga's book, who performed at the height of that controversy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she, I think, gave a beautiful salute to our great nation.
Yes.
Essentially bungee jumped off of the roof of the Superdome. and then, you know, put on a show and handled that, the controversies surrounding that, with grace, because everybody thought she was going to make this huge social statement.
Yeah, and they were worried about her wardrobe.
Yeah, and she didn't.
And she didn't. She was fine. That's a great point. And now Adam Levine is the same kind of classy kind of artist.
I think so, too.
So he may do something subtle, but it shouldn't be some big deal.
I understand that when I particularly talk about these types of things, I do speak from a place of privilege. I'm aware of that. But I also think that sometimes just let there be a halftime show, right?
Yeah, can we
like
just do
everything
halftime?
Doesn't have to be a social statement all the time. If you would like to make it and that's your personal choice, cool, cool, cool. But if Maroon 5 just wants to come on and play some music, let them.
Ask the Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, 7 o'clock news. On the way, a check on the sports and the AccuWeather and Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Ba, ba, ba. Who needs jingles? Anyway.
No one does. There not while I'm around.
Get your requests in now. Toll-free line is always open.
1-800-326-94KX. Or you can text us, 49330, or message on Facebook.
We'll get that song.
We will.
We'll get it played. Mm-hmm. And we'll get ready for Super Bowl weekend, or as we're supposed to say, the big game.
Oh, no, we can call it Super Bowl. Do you want to know why? Because one of our sister stations is airing the game. We have those rights from the NFL.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Da,
da, da, da, da, Super Bowl.
Oh, that station, by the way, is News Radio 1070 WKOK. If you're in the car or you're traveling from one party to the other, the Super Bowl is on News Radio, which is cool. Super Bowl commercials, $5 million for 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I wish I was selling commercials for the Super Bowl. I could sell one commercial and the commission alone would set me free. Lord.
Wow. $5 million.
$5 million. That's basically 11 Lamborghinis. That's 300,000 pizzas. That's 10,000 iPhones. That's over 1 million Big Mac meal deals. That's over 10 million Twinkies.
Dang.
And finally, that $5 million for a 30-second commercial is 42,000 actual NFL footballs. Whether they're deflated or not, 42,000 NFL footballs.
Well, you know that a couple of those mills are being slipped to the officiants, if I know Tom Brady.
Possibly.
Just saying.
It may have happened with New Orleans and Los Angeles. Just saying.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Teresa.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dornsife.
Yay, way down the line in Dornsife, home of Line Mountain on a two-hour delay.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, you're qualified to win that Gilson snowboard. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday, getting you ready for your big Super Bowl party there and all the dancing that'll be going on in the living room. You know, we didn't even talk about what we were doing. Did we figure out what's going on? I don't even know where to go. Am I just going to sit home and watch the game?
I need a place to go.
So do I.
Because I don't have TV. I don't have normal television.
Right.
So
So you can't watch it unless you go somewhere else.
Yes. So I don't know. We might end up with some friends in Danville. I'm not sure.
Call on the toll-free lines now and Laura Good will come to your house.
Yeah, contest. I mean, that would be cool. It'll be me and my husband, and he does eat a lot.
Okay,
so you have to be prepared for Keith to join and have a healthy amount of snacks.
A healthy amount of snacks. Yes. Maybe we should have ordered those Reynolds Wrap food bibs things.
I tried, but they were sold out.
They're still sold out.
They're sold out, yeah.
All right. Super Bowl parties are funny.
Because
pretty soon it becomes about maybe the commercials and not the game itself. Maybe something's going on at the party that's, you know, makes the whole thing memorable. Jimmy Fallon last night did his tweet thing that he usually does, but it had to do with the worst Super Bowl parties ever.
And now I thought I'd share some of my favorite worst Super Bowl party ever stories from you guys. First one's from at 291 Farm. He says our neighbor's feed came in a few seconds before ours, so throughout the game we heard them groan or scream ahead of every huge play. We called it the spoiler bowl.
Oh, I did that to my brother once.
Oh, something's gonna happen.
No,
something's gonna happen.
This one's from at Cupcakes for Donuts. She says one year my 4-year-old unplugged the TV in the fourth quarter and refused to give us the cord back until someone made her a friggin' sundae.
Smart kid.
That's funny.
The 4-year-old kid.
Trying to make me a friggin' Sunday.
This one's from at Ooh La La 247. She says my parents were at a really dull Super Bowl party. To get out of there, they faked that my mom was going into labor. They never admitted it, so now I have two birthdays, my real birthday and my Super Bowl birthday.
We got to go. It's happening right now. Yeah. Get in the car, honey.
See you later.
Bye.
This one's from at Loopy Waterfalls. He says, when I was 14, my dad thought the Janet Jackson incident was the perfect reason for us to finally have the talk. Most awkward third quarter of my life.
Oh.
got it.
Really, Dad? Stop.
I already know.
Yeah.
This last one's from at Colby Barrand. He says, when the pizza delivery guy finally came, there was only 2 minutes left in the game, so he asked if he could watch with us. He was so much fun that now we invite him back every year.
There you go.
That's
not a bad party.
It's the Super Days of Saving.
Got it.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Best Picture Oscar nominee Vice. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. This is sort of a weirdly slow weekend for new movies. Apparently, there's some sort of sporting event going on this weekend.
Why did I know he was going to say that?
that little thing.
Somebody hold back news guy Matt. Not to mention SportsCenter. All right.
Yeah, so, you know, this is typically not a great weekend for movies. We have Miss Bala. Gina Rodriguez plays an American who gets caught up in an international DEA operation when she travels to Tijuana to support a friend in a beauty pageant.
What?
There's a plot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. It sounds kind of kooky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. Anyway.
I'll find out later today. But yeah, that's Miss Bala. And we've got the least of these, a movie star. It's a faith-based film starring Stephen Baldwin about the life of a guy named Graham Staines, who, along with his two sons, was killed in India while ministering to lepers.
There's another plot.
Again.
Another kind of really unusual.
Another plot.
Ministering to lepers. Do we still have leprosy?
I guess we do, evidently.
Yeah, I don't know if they eradicated leprosy or not.
Do they hate you still have to wear a cowbell around their neck and...
Oh, my Lord.
And say unclean as they walk through the village streets?
Is that true?
I'm wondering.
Yes, no, that is... That's a true life story right there.
I don't think that happens in this movie, but...
Okay.
Isn't that how Australia became a country? It was like a leper colony.
Yes, I don't know.
Perhaps, England sent all of its prisoners.
Perhaps we need a movie about that, too.
Yeah.
So that's it, Mike? Okay. Really? That's all you can offer up?
That's it. Yeah. Like wow. I said, there's some kind of sporting event this weekend, and so studios never really release anything big this weekend. So there you go.
I feel like, with the exception of yourself, friend, mm-hmm. everyone will be watching not movies, but some sort of sporting event on Sunday.
Well, you know, every year I have two conversations. The first is somebody says, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And my response is, I don't know who's playing.
Okay.
And then the second conversation is, well, Gia, I would think you would at least watch for the commercials. And my response is, if there's anything I care about less than football, it's commercials.
There you go.
There you go. Mike will be coming back later. Right now, we have commercials.
Mom, can we have burgers?
Sure. Really?
Flashback Friday, heading down the fast lane into a Super Bowl weekend. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We've got a lot of texted birthdays. So we're going to get to the birthday buddies at a different time on a Friday. Happy birthday to Harry Styles. Yeah, 26 Aww. Years old today, or 25. And
he's so cute.
He is. He's adorable. I don't know if you would... She's tied to a musician.
Okay.
Lisa Marie Presley is 51 years old today.
Is she really? Wow.
Why? Not, how come she never sang?
I wonder.
How come her and Elvis never did a duet or anything?
Makes me wonder, too.
I always just remember her from the Police Academy movies.
Me too. It's funny.
Nice beaver. Yeah, I just had it stuffed.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, this is great stuff right there. All right, it's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. A big happy birthday to Logan Keister from Mifflinburg, 15 years old and on his way to school. Happy birthday.
Caitlin Kiefer from Northumberland is 24 today.
Jill Stetler from Sunbury is 41. Happy birthday.
Amber Martin from Cole Township is 24 today. Happy birthday, Amber.
Kim Crossan from Sealands Grove is 37 today.
Jill Yeager from Dalmatia is 42. Happy birthday.
Beth Bellevue, I hope I'm saying your last name right. She's from Marion Heights, 41 years old.
Kristen Karpinski is 30 today.
Joy Selman is the big 6-0. Happy birthday.
60, huh? Wow. I'll be there someday. Soon. Anyway, Brooke Nichols is 38 years old today.
Sam Nicola from Cole Township is 46.
Caitlin Dacier from Sealands Grove is 29. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Updegrove is 42 years old today. Jessica Zimmerman from Sunbury is 23 and texted in Bonnie Mix from Paxinus, no age, and little Lucy Bressler is 8 years old today.
Aw, happy birthday, Lucy.
She's probably on the bus going to school right now. See that, Lucy?
School district. Maybe the delay is. I don't know.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Good point. Hey, everybody's got a birthday. We don't delay those.
No, we do not. Well, a little bit on a Friday. We delay them because of Movie Mike. But anyway, everyone has a birthday. We love to celebrate them. So if you have one that you'd like to hear, like a lot of people did this morning, you can text us, 49330. You can always call us, 1-800-326-94KX, or message on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
You may not know it, but your cup is always under
KX with late night TV.
The Midwest right now is being blasted by unacceptably cold weather. Schools are closed. Flights are canceled. Socks are being worn in fours instead of twos. It was 19 degrees below zero in Chicago. It's getting hit with something I never heard of before. It's called frost quakes. This is when the water underground freezes and then expands and the soil and the rock starts to crack like an earthquake. They should rename this phenomenon because, to me, frost quakes doesn't sound dangerous. It sounds delicious. It's like, hey, give me a...
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Vice. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Serenity, Matthew McConaughey plays a perpetually angry fishing boat captain. One day, he receives a visit from ex-wife Anne Hathaway. She wants him to take her abusive husband out to sea, then toss him overboard to the sharks. In return, she'll pay $10 million. McConaughey agrees, but only after discovering that the son he had with Hathaway is being negatively affected by the jerk. Serenity is either incredibly brilliant or monumentally terrible. I'm not sure which. It would probably take two or three viewings to know for certain. Maybe 10 viewings. At the 65-minute mark, the movie drops one of the most bizarre plot twists I've ever seen. I'm not lying. It's Crazy Town Banana Pants. What begins as a thriller abruptly becomes something very different, something much harder to categorize. On one hand, I give the film credit for taking a real risk. In a time when so many movies play it safe, Serenity dares to do something truly gutsy. On the other hand, I'm not entirely sure the story earns such a wacky twist. The thing that happens leaves you with a few thousand unanswered questions, which is sort of frustrating. Is Serenity so bad it's good? Maybe. Is it one of those pictures that's secretly a masterpiece that reveals new layers with each rewatch? Possibly. Is it pure garbage? That could be too. Whatever it ultimately is, Serenity proves so off-the-rails bonkers that you kind of have to see it to believe it. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 interstellars.
All right, all right,
after another Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
It's been a week. I still don't know what I think of this movie.
Wow.
The twist is just so strange.
Will you go see it again to try to figure it out?
I might watch it again when it comes on DVD. I mean, I understand the twist now, but it's just like, I don't want to give it away to people, but it's just such a bizarre, unexpected twist for a movie to take.
Scary twist or interesting twist or mysterious?
Interesting.
Twist.
They're trying to say something relatively profound.
Okay.
So I sort of appreciate it on that level. But on the other hand, you're sitting there watching. It's like, what?
See, now I'm intrigued. Now I kind of want to go. Yeah.
There's Movie intrigued. Mike selling tickets. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't necessarily say I love the movie, but if you want to see something that's definitely trying to give you something you haven't seen before, this is it.
Okay. So. Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Enjoy the game.
Right.
It's kind of a joke.
Ask the expert. Flashback Friday, 94.1 WQKX. Mickey, there you go. He or she, Mickey, wanted the Bee Gees, Night Fever, and there you have it. We're trying something new this year.
We're
all trying to get better, and we're calling it Figo Friday. Look who's here!
Woo!
Chelsea
Our friend Chelsea, she is here the first Friday of every month. She will be joining us and kind of checking in with us, our listeners, and just seeing, you know, how our healthy new habits are going, because that's what 2019 is all about for you and I.
Wait a minute. Are you here to check up on us?
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Okay.
Wait, it's 2019. I'm still writing 2018 down on all my checks and papers.
Oh, your checkbook is a mess now.
I'm just excited that we made it through January. Today's February 1st.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like January was a struggle.
Well, like, with it being so cold.
Yes.
But,
you know, this is the time of year to really hunker down on those healthy habits. Mm-hmm. Really, there's nothing else to do.
Right.
So, and I thought we would circle back on what we talked about last month. So it was, you know, to hold you guys accountable. You know, you had mentioned, no, Chelsea's coming back in 1 month. I better really stay true to this Whole30 diet. So how did it go?
Okay. So To be 110% honest, I did stray a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, who I was doing it with, mm-hmm. She also strayed, but doing Whole30 for the entire month of January actually taught me a couple of things.
Yeah.
It's better when you have a plan.
Yes.
So I got in the habit of meal prepping lots of things on Sundays.
Yes.
And then I also found out that the less dairy I eat, the better I feel.
Wow. A lot of people say that.
Yes. So I didn't realize that maybe sometimes, like when I was sluggish in the afternoon or my tummy was a little bit upset, it was actually the dairy that I was eating. So I stopped drinking so much milk and I switched over and I feel better.
Good.
The only thing, though, I will say is that I'm not the type to give up grains.
Yes. That is probably the most challenging part for people. Also, maybe alcohol if you're a wine person.
And I am.
Yes. So here are my tips for you.
Okay, cool. So
if you're interested.
I am. No. Good, tell me, because I want this to be a full change for myself, but not so restrictive.
Right. So, yeah, as a chef and as a trainer, I just think that eliminating carbs completely from your diet and, you know, eliminating, you know, the dairy. And then some things are a little extreme about the Whole30. Like, you know, you can't even eat beans and legumes, which I just think is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that has to do with the whole paleo diet. Our Paleolithic ancestors didn't have those things. Okay, so that's why they do that. Whatever. You know, I just think that eating carbs in the morning, like to energize you throughout the day, you know, just write it down, make a rule and say, I will have, you know, a piece of whole wheat toast for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe for lunch, I love croutons. I'm going to throw a couple croutons on my salad. And then at dinner time, that's when I'm going to eliminate the carbs because I don't need that energy, you know, because I'm getting ready for bed. So,
oh,
and then maybe allowing yourself one glass of wine a day, but write those things down and then stick it on your fridge or stick it on your mirror. So it's like a daily affirmation. Like these are the rules. I've adjusted them. You know, but I'm going to make it work and make this stick because it's just not attainable to try to just do that. Like people that look like that, they're shredded, but they don't have a life. So
right? You got to have a life.
That's a great point. And yeah. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just got to have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon.
There you go. Right? Nothing wrong with a cab.
Right.
Now, who goes next?
Yeah. Well, Tom. So, you know, I would love to ask you. We talked about, you know, mm-hmm. some self-help, like getting some surgeries that you've been holding off for the past couple years. Have you made a plan to move forward with that?
Yes. Actually, I go to Evan today for my pre-surgery
visit.
And my surgery is scheduled later on this month. One of three athletic injuries I plan on fixing in 2019. If I could get them all in a year.
Cool. Now, was that a coincidence? Were you like, yesterday, Chelsea's coming in. I got to get this scheduled.
No.
Actually, I'm going to stick up for Tom here.
He stuck true
to his resolution. Mm-hmm. And that second week in January, he started making appointments and making calls and had a physical for the first time in a really long time.
A long time,
awesome.
Yeah, which
good
is wrong. So now I'm writing it all.
Good.
I'm also down about 7 pounds. So
wow, I can tell this morning. I said I like the joggers you got on this morning.
Jogging outfit on here.
Prepping, you know, maybe for a workout later on today. Good mm-hmm. for you.
It's happening. Now, what about you? You said something about veggies.
Yes. Last time I said I want to add a vegetable with every meal. And so that was my rule, one vegetable with all the three meals of the day. And I did find it to be quite challenging. So I made an adjustment. Breakfast is so hard to get a vegetable in unless, you know, you're having an omelet or quiche or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to change it to is just get three different vegetables in throughout the day, whether that's a snack or, you know, maybe I'm doubling up at dinner time. But it's more than what I was consuming before I noticed.
Perfect.
So,
very good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Little adjustments.
I like it.
A video that we want to watch.
Yes. So we're going to post a video up on the 94KX Facebook page. And then after a quick little break, we'll come back and we'll talk to Chelsea about the video. And then we encourage all of you to watch it because it does include a healthy recipe and a little announcement.
You guys love it. Love it.
Chelsea Pagana Davis is with us. We'll be right back.
It's the Super Days of Savings from now till the big game at Blaze 94.1 WQKX and Flashback Friday. Ow.
I just always want to do that when I hear the Commodore's Brick House. Friday.
I love alliteration. So it's a Flashback Friday and also a Figo Friday. So it's
Friday.
Quad Fs. Flashback Figo Friday.
Flying Fs all over.
I like it.
Just kidding.
We want to talk about a video that's adorable.
It is. Chelsea, I'm going to let you talk about this video because it stars the beautiful baby Cam, who is not such a baby anymore.
No. She's a big girl.
She is a big girl.
How old?
She is 18 months going on 19 months here
soon. I thought close to two. Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Exactly. So she helps me cook in this video, and we're making homemade pasta. And then we do a 25-minute recipe. It is gnocchi, sweet Italian sausage, cannellini beans, and then some greens. You can do like kale or spinach. And it's like one of those one pot, you know, one stop meals.
Love awesome.
It. Love it.
And I call it like healthy-ish. It's sort of healthy, but you know, homemade pasta, get some greens in there, protein, fiber. It really has everything, and kids and hubbies love it. So
I want to point out, I think when people think homemade pasta, they think that it's going to take hours and be so difficult.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's really not. So this recipe comes from my great-grandma's church in Williamsport. I don't even know if it's still there anymore.
Wow.
Santa Maria del Rosa. This like recipe book, it's so tattered. And it's our favorite gnocchi recipe.
Wow.
And we've kind of adjusted it a little bit, but I actually post it on my website. So the recipe is right there. But I love to prep these gnocchi ahead of time and freeze some and put them in bags. So then when I am, you know, at loss of what to make for dinner, I can do this gourmet gnocchi recipe, one pot, you know, with Cam, and it's done in 25 minutes.
So. I have a hard time saying gnocchi. She says it so well.
Gnocchi. 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 It's a little nasal. Gnocchi.
There you go.
Che yes. bueno. Che bella.
So the video.
Bellissima.
The video features your lovely Cam.
Yes.
Making food. And you encourage that for kids to grow into cooking with mom.
Yeah. Well, it makes, you know, healthy happen as a family. Instead of shoving your kid off, like, you know, make them watch a video or go play with your toys. Mommy's cooking. It's just making everybody come to the table together, and that prep process, it makes them appreciate the food that you laid in front of them instead of just, you know,
slinging it.
Yeah. Cam does still throw her food on the floor, but that's okay. It's all good. But yeah, so I actually make a big announcement at the end of the video too.
Oh?
Yes, we are expecting baby number two along the way.
Hey,
how about that?
Congratulations.
Wow, congrats.
Thank you.
So now looking towards next Figo Friday, which will be in March.
Yes.
What can we expect then?
Yes. So I think I'm going to try to post out a new pregnancy workout for any expecting moms out there. And
perfect.
Of course, you know, dads that want to encourage their lovely mothers as well, they can join along in this workout. But yeah, and the other thing we're going to talk about next month is morning routines. So look
Very
forward
good.
To
Perfect.
That.
Awesome.
Well, Figo Friday, the first Friday of every month, something new here with Tom and Laura.
Thank you for visiting, Chelsea.
Thank
and check
you
out
guys.
The video. It's on the 94KX Facebook page right now.
On WQKX on a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. There you go, Bernice. She wanted Journeys, Don't Stop Believing. And Bernice said, play that for my daughter. She was a birthday buddy earlier this morning. Amber Martin, 24 years old. So there you go. You get a birthday buddy. Membership and a request on Flashback Friday. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Hey, we did a lot of Winternet this morning, and some of it was from Gilson. And every time you hear a Gilson Winternet with Tom and Laura, you call in to qualify to win that snowboard. But today, or maybe they're going to let it ride out the weekend, for 1 week only, they wanted you to shop GilsonSnow.com.
That's right. And if you use the code 94KX at checkout, you get $100 off.
Wow.
And that's pretty awesome, especially when it comes to customized skis or snowboards.
That's right, $100. That's a great discount. GilsonSnow.com and use that code 94KX at checkout. But maybe the code should have been Tom and Laura.
No, 94KX is easier. Laura's tough to spell, Tom.
Well, yeah.
Pennsylvania, ready.
When the dealing's done, you got
everybody.
When to hold them.
When to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
When to fold them.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count. When the dealing's done.
Flashback Woo-hoo! Friday. So many songs we didn't get to. We apologize. Maybe we'll play them next week. You guys were great today texting, using social media, and on the toll-free line.
It was excellent. It was excellent.
It's always a good time. Flashback Friday on 94KX. Are you guys ready?
Here we go.
Yes, because it's on a football Friday, an important one.
Oh, my gosh. So many Fs. Flashback Friday, Figo Friday, football Friday. I can't handle it.
Super Bowl. 53.
Yes.
Matt knows them all.
He does.
I do.
Super Bowl 38.
It was the Panthers and the Patriots, won by the Patriots on a last second Adam Vinatieri field goal, 32-29.
My God, he's like Super Bowl Rain Man.
And the halftime show, of course, was Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Famous
issue.
And that was in 2004, correct?
That's incredible.
Yes. It is. Anyway, enough about the trivia. We're talking about this weekend's Super Bowl. Let's go to Laura first. Who you got?
All right, here's the thing. I really want to say the Rams.
Okay.
Because I don't want the Patriots to win again.
Okay.
But I just feel like the Rams are a little bit sloppy. So I'm going to have to go with Pats for the win.
Score? Anything else? Ooh. Anything that's coming to you?
I'm curious on this one.
Oh, God. Can you come back to that? Let me think about it.
Okay. This guy, Matt.
Unfortunately, I've got the Patriots as well. I'm rooting for the Rams just because of a fellow Stroudsburg native who is going to be playing Sebastian Joseph Day. He's a rookie. He hasn't played a whole lot, but he's playing in the Super Bowl, and it's a lot of fun. So he plays for the Rams. He does play for the Rams,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I just like the way Belichick's coaches here. I think this is the best coaching job he's ever done, and that's saying something for the incredible career he's had. So I'm taking the Patriots 31-20.
How about you, Kyle?
I would like to switch it up a bit, but I can't. Can't beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Patriots 27-17.
All right, wow. I have my score.
Okay.
It's going to be 34-14.
Wow, that big. Yeah,
I just hope it's a good game, though.
That big. I just feel, I don't know why.
All right.
34-14.
Patriots, Rams, I'm going with the Pats as well. 28-20.
Oh,
I feel the Rams are going to get off to a quick start. They're going to get all excited. But we do remember when the Atlanta Falcons did the same thing.
Yes, of course we do.
So there you have it. There's our predictions. Make yours at work. Kyle's on the way next. I just like this music.
So do I.
Always gives me chills.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Sign up for Super Bowl 53 on Sunday.
Guys, have a great weekend. Yep. Don't forget, Heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival, Friday, Saturday. Sign up for that Frosty 5K.
There you go. Okay.